Now, there again, there can be a dogma and say this is the method of teaching as against the other one. The most important thing that we have to learn, and what I learned today, was that there is here in Auroville a tremendous effort to combine many methods. Fortunately, there is not so much of controversy here. At least I did not find it on the surface anywhere, that this method is better than that method. There may be underlying current somewhere, but at least in my observations, I did not find teachers being bound by this dogmatic assertions of this method or that method. I found that there was a great flexibility. Now, as we made experiment, we had come to a very important stage. And it was at that stage that Mother sent a message in writing. Now, I don't remember all the words accurately, so that I do not say that I'm quoting the mother. But she had said the following. In my personal life, this message came to me when I had understood the birth of ideas. You know, I was a student of philosophy at one stage in my career, and we had to learn what is called Plato's theory of ideas. What is a concept? What is an idea? What is a thought? All these questions are very well discussed by Plato. But it was only now, when I was in the center of education, that I began to experience what can be called the birth of ideas in the mind. So psychologically, I was at that stage where there was a real joy of the experience of the birth of ideas in the mind. And at that time, this must be varied for many, many teachers, because this was suddenly Mother had sent a message to the school in which she said, at present you are thinking with words. A little later, I shall ask you to think through ideas. And still later, I shall ask you to think through experiences. So three stages she delineated, in which she said, at present, you are thinking with words. Now, this knocked me out, first of all, saying that I had begun to think that I was thinking with the birth of ideas. But here was a message which said, at present, you are thinking with words. A little later, I'll ask you to think with ideas. And still later, I shall ask you to think through experiences. Now, this gave me three insights, at least as far as my personal education was concerned. The first was the use of words, and very often we feel that words are basically not so important. What is important is the idea. But even with words, I began to feel that if you concentrate upon a subject, then you begin to have this experience of going beyond words and arriving at ideas. But when the idea is grasped, they begin to express through words which you had not even imagined. You begin to have a capacity to express yourself in special kind of words, which automatically burst out with ideas. The moment you utter a word, that word is of such a nature, is like an outer clothing of an inner soul of an idea. So I began to feel that when you begin to have the ideas, even the words become transformed. You begin to have ideas as to how to explain a certain thing. In fact, at that time I was working on some students who had asked me the question, what is explanation? And I was contemplating on it, and suddenly the word came to my mind, handkerchief. It may seem very strange, but it's a fact that when I was contemplating on explanation, the word occurred to me, handkerchief. And immediately, there was before me the plot of Othello. You know, the whole story of Othello is based upon handkerchiefs. And then, when I went to the class, I gave the example of handkerchief. I said, supposing I drop my handkerchief from my pocket and I throw it, it is just dropped and I pick it up. It is an insignificant event. But in the case of Othello, presentation of handkerchief, what a significant event was in his life and the life of Desdemona. In what way the two things differ from each other? In both the cases, there is a handkerchief. A handkerchief has just fallen down and you pick it up, and a handkerchief is presented to Othello. In what way the two things are different? In the case of Othello, handkerchief was an instrument of explanation. To him, it explained. Whereas merely picking up a handkerchief explains nothing. It is this. Of course, I gave a long lecture on this subject later on, but I can tell you that this word handkerchief, it was just born in my mind when I was trying to say how to explain to students the idea of explanation. This statement which mother had made a tremendous meaning to me thereafter. And I said that the teacher should be constantly in search of such words, and it cannot be searched by a dictionary or by going through books. Unless you think over a subject very, very deeply, the real word will not emerge. It was later on that I learned, when Sri Aurobindo has written on word in the Secret of the Veda, and where Sri Aurobindo say that word and vision of the truth are interrelated to such an extent that when the vision becomes intense, the right word to express that vision also automatically emerges out. And that is why the words of the Veda are immortal. The vision of the truth and the word are interrelated immortally. So, if you are at the level when you are thinking with words, we are at such a state that we have to make a real jump into the realm of ideas. When the real words will be born from the ideative consciousness. And then, of course, when you go to still higher level of experience, then even ideas themselves and the train of ideas are byproducts of the experiences. Now, this is a program in which I am myself engaged, because even to go beyond the realm of ideas is difficult. To enter into the realm of experiences and to speak to students from the level of experience is a very difficult task. So, if I have to tell all friends here together as to what should be the program of education in Oroville, I think one of the most important programs should be this. We need in Oroville a large number of teachers. This is the one observation I would like to make, that the number of teachers available to our centers of education here is not adequate. We need a large number of teachers. This is one of the reasons why many students at a certain stage of maturity, they want to migrate. Just as in the ashram we had eminent persons to teach, I would like to invite eminent people of Auroville to consider that they should come to teach at the centers of education, whether it is kindergarten or transition or large school or even beyond, because we want to develop higher levels of education. It is only when a large number of teachers come into the field that this development of going from words to ideas and from ideas to experiences, this program can be implemented. It is only when this flight takes place that students also, when they grow up, they'll be taken up. After all, what do students want? Many people say that, well, parents are afraid of the future of children. If they don't get certificates, then they feel the children might be left in the lurch afterwards if they want to select ordinary way of life. To my mind, this is not a correct answer. I don't think that the parents of Auroville are afraid. This is my inner feeling. I have not talked to many parents. It is not out of fear. It is because we do not have sufficient number of teachers who can fly with the students at higher levels of thought and experience. I know that in the community of Auroville, I met, for example, eminent persons in CSR, Center for Scientific Research. Very learned people. They are extremely top in their fields. There are engineers here who are top engineers, architects of the highest order. Many of you have read the books of Sri Aurobindo's mother, therefore I can say that in the field of knowledge, many of you have reached quite a good, not only acquaintance, but a good mastery over certain things, if not everything. You have a center for Savitri, you have a center for Agenda, Astar, for example, has a marvelous center of Indian culture. And now, Dipti was telling me about the program of human unity. All these possibilities exist in Auroville. There is a need to marshal these possibilities. No child would like to leave a school if the child knows that here is a teacher who can make me fly. This is a fact. Even if the parents say, now you go out, the children will refuse to go if this condition obtains. Therefore, my request to you is, particularly to all those who are experts in their respective fields, please come together. As I said in the beginning, children in Auroville are happy because they are being looked after. But one remark which is critical, which I can make, and you permit me to do so, and I make it only because I'm your brother, that children are not in the center of Auroville. They are happy, they are being looked after. And this is where a new emphasis needs to be laid in Auroville. If children are kept in the center, that is to say, all our energies, wherever we are, whatever we are. If that is to be used, please pour that on the children. Mother had said that when children are in the field, they should be in the center. The moment they are in the field, even if they are in the periphery, please bring them into the center. And no activity should be allowed in a society which will injure the child's growth. This is another responsibility. No activity in the society should be conducted, should be promoted, which will injure the children and their growth. This means a discipline on the part of all the elders. In fact, this gives a meaning to the statement of the mother that Auroville is a site of continuing education, endless education, and eternal youth. If we ourselves become students, and if we look upon our own work as a work being conducted by students for the sake of students, we shall have gained a great access to the real meaning of Auroville. In fact, there is no place in the world where children are in the center. You go to any country, any town, any village, anywhere, children are not in the center. In 1976, when I joined the Ministry of Education, one of the first things that Indira ji asked me to do was to write for her speeches on education which she wanted to broadcast to the nation. And when I thought over this question, the one title which flashed before my mind for these speeches was Sovereignty of the Child. And then I wrote 6 speeches for her on this theme, Sovereignty of the Child. Now this concept of sovereignty of the child is, I told you that it is not my coin, the word is coined by me, it just flashed before. Then I began to realize why this word flashed out in my consciousness. Then I found that our present society is a society in which sovereignty is of the consumer. If you read the books on economics, you'll find as if it is a law. Law of economics is the sovereignty of the consumer. As if it is an economic law, everywhere, wherever there is economy, it must be so. It's a false notion has been created. That if you study economics, the first principle of economics is that consumer is the sovereign of any economic activity. It's a false notion. It gives a wrong orientation to the whole social development. In fact, thinkers like Ruskin and others, they had written biting criticism against this concept of sovereignty of the consumer. But this criticism has not yet helped people to come out of the spell of the sovereignty of the consumer. Then, when you read political science, there is another bell in political science, as if that is the law of political science. And that is sovereignty of the parliament. This is another big spell, as if all political science, everything that is political ultimately must be judged by the sovereignty of the parliament. The parliament is supreme. Everything else is subordinate. Now these two principles today in whole world today is in currency. There is no third concept. And this flashed in my mind. And I thought if Indira ji could give to the country this concept, that India wants to establish a society in which sovereignty lies in the child. The child is the sovereign of the whole nation. A nation will do nothing which injures the child. On the contrary, today everything happens which injures the child. Not in Orwell necessarily, but this is a general currency everywhere. And unless we in Orwell, who have been given a tremendous privilege to start to redesign society right from the scratch, as it were, as Mother said, only those need to come to Orwell who are convinced of the futility of all the past notions of economics, politics, and social existence. Now, this is, as it were, on a blank page. If a blank page is given to us, on which we are still to write our new existence. Therefore, my request to you is, please make Orwell a place where child is sovereign. Unfortunately, at the time when I had written those speeches for Indira Ji, soon thereafter her own power fell. So that whole program also fell. Maybe that we were not yet ready at the national level. But at here, this is our own mother's creation. And mother herself has spoken of the centrality of the child. Therefore, I would very much urge upon you that one critical remark I make is that although children are happy, children are being looked after, Orwell has not put the child in the center. I may be wrong, you kindly correct me if I am wrong, but this is my observation. Please make me convinced that child is sovereign in Orwell. You know, there is another concept in the Western world which is now developing as an alternative to consumerism. And that is called learning society, a concept of learning society. And I like this concept very much. And I believe that it is only in the learning society that child is a sovereign. And when mother said that Orwell is a site of continuous education, and education means to remain child forever, and therefore, we all are children in this land, in which what is supreme is to be child and to put the child all the time in its sovereign place. Well, this is all that I wanted to say this evening. And I'm very happy that this great opportunity is given to me to be with you, to share some of my aspirations and my feelings. And I request you to now work on such programs of education in such a manner that children do not wish to migrate from there. For education, they might directly migrate anywhere. We should give them all the possibilities here. Everyone wants to be, to achieve perfect manhood or womanhood. Everyone. And if that is being given here, and why should it not happen? I do believe it will happen. It is with this hope that I make the prayer for all of us together. Thank you.
It's getting dark and there is little time. If there are people who would like to say something or ask something, if you want to say something, let it be brief. We can try for some time at least. Just.
I would like to give an offer.
So just very brief.
Very brief.
Because you have, we all know this, you can be a little...
Sure.
Rabindranath Tagore once went to England and some of his friends organized a gathering, just as it is. And
it is related to what can be.
Yes. And Tagore was requested to recite his poems. Gathering was like this. And Tagore recited 1, 2, 3 poems. Spellbound. Nothing happened. For continuously 1.5 hours, he recited poems. And then silence, pin drop silence. Audience dispersed. And Rabindranath felt it. He, of course, he was on a human level. He was not on a yogic level, although he was a great poet. And he got hit, felt nervous that was there something wrong in my English or in my poetry or something like this. He himself says, confessed this. And he went away next day. He had dancing. Each and every person who had attended the gathering had written to him how deeply they were touched by the poet, by the poetry, that they forgot to clap. It was such an emotive experience that they felt that clapping is not the right way of appreciating. And the next day, they got a little bit calm and then they wrote a letter of appreciation. What Kirit Bhai has said today, I think, has some correlation with the Tagore's student. It was such a deep experience, such an educating, informative, such a learning experience, that the only way we can appreciate it is by keeping silence. Thank you.
Wait. Invite us to share the knowledge with friends and discipline.
Yes.
So that the thing in order to get direction, the very often, what you know is me, I could rest in this cover, she knew this cover, and this cover, and sometimes quote us, and we say, you have to do this. Because we exchange that with our master of this place. And sometimes when the becomes the different, we have to share the teacher, when one does not have in the near this feeling of an afraid. And when we always kind of finalize the world, like if you have this thing that is the way you bring, and everything is used.
You are very blessed because when you feel that you are still not attained mastery, I think then we can have something to see. When we have mastery, then it's a fact, you know, once mother told me, that if any work is given to you, remember that it is only given for your education. The moment you learn, that fear will go away from your experience. Because there is nothing more to learn. You already learned. So I think that if you are in this condition, I would simply say, please see.